I did what I could. All right, moving on to item 7, which is a report from the Investment Committee Chair on the January 15, 2025 meeting. Dr. McDonald.
Hey, thank you very much. I'll make this brief. At our meeting on the 15th, three main issues that were discussed. One was the approval for the investment policy statement changes, which were approved by the investment committee at that time and also approved by the board on February the 5th. Second was the treasury investment aspect of our diversifying investment plan, and of the 3.5% recommended to go towards this type of investment, it was decided to have a half and half blend of AFL-CIO, which is mortgage-backed securities, and half treasuries. That would help optimize limiting downside risk and also help improve returns. And then we received an investment summary by our CIO, which was very nicely written. Christine also gave input. And this talks about our assumed rate of return and the factors that can affect that, whether or not it changes. And then our asset allocation for investment strategy to help achieve that goal. That should be, that summary should be available for the board in general. So if you would like to see it, please ask Tim for a copy. But very, very helpful.
I would just suggest distributing that.
Yeah. So we put together a preliminary. We got some feedback from the investment committee. We're incorporating fourth quarter data, and that'll be available shortly.
Perfect. Great. Thank you. Sorry, Dave. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. And then we have a meeting today, and a big emphasis or focus of that will be to look at our RFP process and talk about potential candidates and on-site visits and so forth. Okay.
Great. Thank you. All right. Any questions or comments on the investment committee report? Not seeing any hands up.